Greetings and welcome to the Marion Minute, a podcast where we take a look at what's going on in beautiful Marion County, Florida. I'm your host, Matt Creedle. In this episode, we'll hear about one local nonprofit organization that received special recognition at the December 20th regular meeting of the Marion County Board of County Commissioners. We'll also learn about a citizen engagement program put on by the Office of the State Attorney for Florida's 5th Judicial Circuit and how three county departments collaborated on a project that benefits our four-legged friends. All that and much more coming up in this episode of the Marion Minute Podcast. At the December 20th regular meeting of the Marion County Board of County Commissioners, a project that is sure to get tails a wagon was unveiled that saw Marion County Fire Rescue partner with Marion County's Animal Services Department and the Marion County Public Relations team. Okay, I'm joined now by James Lucas, the Public Information Officer for Marion County Fire Rescue, Jim Sweet, the Director of Animal Services for Marion County, and Mark Anderson, a Public Relations Specialist for the county. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon.
So during the December 20th regular meeting of the Marion County Board of County Commissioners, Chairman Craig Curry introduced a video which highlighted a collaborative project involving each one of y'all's departments, the 2023 Rescues and Rescuers of Marion County calendar. James, we'll start with you on how the idea for the calendar came about.
Chief Banna and I were in a meeting with Bobby Perez, our public relations director, and Amanda Tart, our assistant county administrator, and we were shotgunning ideas about ideas to promote Marion County Fire Rescue. And Bobby Perez had the great idea teaming up with Animal Services and doing a Rescues and Rescuers of Marion County calendar.
And here we are.
Yes.
So I'm curious about which department had a tougher selection process to be included in the calendar. Jim, what was the process like at Animal Services to determine which pups made the cut?
Well, for us, it was a, first of all, wonderful experience. Our team highly enjoyed selecting the pups for this event. We wanted to make sure that we just showed a little bit of diversity of what you see at the shelter. Most people think of a shelter, they think of the standard, kind of mixed breed that you would find and what most people see. But so we wanted to kind of showcase the different kinds of animals that come to a shelter. So we kind of brought out a variety.
So, James, what about MCFR and the paramedics and firefighters that were going to be selected for the calendar?
It was very easy for us. One, it was just an email that went out to the department who would be interested in going for the calendar. And there was such an overwhelming response. We had paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, men, women, everybody wanted to be a part of it. So it was very simple for us. And three of the dogs that were married up with rescuers were actually adopted by firefighters.
So in reality, Jim, this was just a giant adoption event is what this was. It was all put on to adopt some of the animals out of the shelter.
It was all wins. It was all wins, guys. We got out there, our wonderful firefighters, they were very enthusiastic to be part of this. They jumped right in as soon as our team got there, got these dogs out of our adoption trailer, started working with them and building connections immediately. And then look, we found three forever homes and that's the end goal, right? So we can't thank everyone enough for being part of this.
So we determined who and which pups would be in the photo shoot. What all, James and Mark, went into determining where it would take place?
I chose, through Fire Chief Banna, to have it at Station 18 because we have a wide array of apparatus there. So we had the ability to take it on a ladder truck, a regular fire engine, a rescue, plus our special operations vehicles, mainly the boat that does swift water rescue.
Okay. So, Mark, this is really where you come in. How was the process of setting up for each month's shoot?
A few days before the actual shoot, Bobby and Giovanni and I from the PR department, we all went out and kind of scouted what might be the ideal angles and spots for, to actually do the photos. Come day of, we just let the kind of firefighters choose you know, which ones they wanted to do. We had, you know, a list of locations, you know, spots we wanted to try. And then we just kind of let them bond with the pups first. So that way, you know, they have a nice like rapport. They have a good, you know, they built a friendship. Obviously it worked because, you know, three of them got adopted. So yeah, we kind of let them choose, you know, first, you know, what kind of dogs they wanted. And then we picked the spot and then, you know, went at it. So like for each of the months though, some of them, we did give them some props. Like, of course, the February one for Valentine's Day, that one's going to be the most obvious, of course, with the two guys and the puppies. And they went ahead with it with the roses, you know, striking a pose. So I think that's going to be one of the good ones. But yeah, so like for the most part, we just let them choose where they wanted to go. What, you know, of course, the EMTs, you know, stick with the rescue, the ambulances, and, you know, just kind of went with it. It's great.
So they did a pose with the rose is what I'm getting.
Exactly.
So and all these shoots took place on one day. It was one day's worth. All the months were done in one 24-hour span.
Yep. Yeah, it was done. It was all maybe about start to finish. It was probably about 3 hours was about how long it took, if that even. It was great. Animal services pulled up with the truck. And who doesn't like want to spend time with you know, pups at a fire station? So it was great.
When I walked into that shoot, it was nothing but joy on my face to see the smiles from our first responders, to see our PR team doing the wonderful work they do. And most importantly, to see these dogs truly, these dogs and puppies, they were just so ecstatic to have someone to play with and get out of the shelter. It was like a field trip for them. So it was just a positive experience all the way around.
So, Mark, I got to ask, who was easier to work with, the firefighters, the EMTs, or the pups?
You know, honestly, it was both. I don't think we had any sort of difficulties whatsoever with either of them. Now, of course, you know, trying to get, you know, dogs and firefighters to pay attention, you know, when there's so much, you know, noise and, you know, commotion going on. But, you know, in the end, I think it all worked out great. And, you know, I didn't have any issues whatsoever with any of them. So I love how all the photos turned out. I think they're great.
So when it was all said and done throughout that whole photo shoot, Mark, how many photos did you end up taking?
I think the total for this was actually over 1,000. I forget what my actual total was, but yeah, it was definitely over 1,000. I think it was like right around 1,100.
Okay.
Was what I took.
So you whittled it down from 1,100 to the 14 that ultimately went into making the calendar. I can imagine that was an extremely easy process that didn't take long at all. There were no tough decisions whatsoever in there.
No. Yeah, of course not. Right. No, there were, I have several outtakes that I think we may use somewhere down the road for, you know, some social media posts. So definitely keep an eye out for those if you want to see some of those. But, you know, for each month, there were at least three, if not, I think for Frank on top of the fire engine, I think I had like 10 like actual final images that I really had to have helped narrowing that down to choose which one was the best one to use. So, right, there were, for each month, there were, like I said, several that we had to kind of narrow it down for.
Mark was just talking about Frank. That's Lieutenant Frank York. He's one of our technical rescue specialists that operates out of Station 1, part of our Task Force 8 team. And he's a competitive bodybuilder during the season. And it began as a joke with driver engineer Tim Ecker. We decided to put a Chihuahua with the biggest guy in the department, and it just worked out. And Frank is ecstatic. I showed him his picture, and obviously we're going to blow it up and put it up in headquarters. And he just went with it, and it was just so natural. You know, it was a great time had by all.
I believe that was one of those photos was used in the video that was shown at the BCC meeting. And it's a very good photo, but it's also, again, I think just indicative of the fun that was had there on the shoot, because it just looks so natural and it looks like they belong together.
And all of the EMTs, paramedics, and firefighters came in on their off-duty time. Nobody was forced to do it on duty. They literally wanted to be there. So that was important. After doing a 24-hour shift and running all these emergency calls throughout the county, to stay back and go to Station 18 and volunteer their time for such a great cause for animal services and for us.
And I know from the idea, as you mentioned, James, being in the meeting with Chief Banta and Amanda and you and Bobby, from that idea to when the shoot actually happened was a very quick turnaround. It wasn't like it was a very long, months-long process. It happened rather quickly. But I think that speaks to the collaboration between the departments. And each one of you come from departments where you interact with other departments on the regular. And so this is an example of how that interaction, how that collaboration can lead to something good.
From the idea to less than 2 weeks, we were in a photo shoot and working with animal services. We see them all the time. We work with them on emergency calls very often. So they're like friends and partners. They're not, you know, oh, that's a different department. There's collaboration all the time.
And that collaboration is probably what made it so seamless. It really, I mean, we had one meeting and we talked about it, and next thing you know, action was taken, and no one could have thought it would have gone as smooth and seamless as it would have. Everyone had a little bit of concern of like, hey, how are we going to get this going? Like, we got to, you know, get the dogs calmed down. No, it just, we got there and it just happened. It worked. It's natural. I mean, we could not have asked for anything better, and to have better partners than Marion County Fire Rescue, I don't think we do.
So in that meeting, you know, I was sitting next to Jim and he goes, okay, I'll bring 14 dogs. Okay, I'll bring 14 first responders. And then we determined the date, we showed up, and it was happening.
And I'm sure, as you mentioned, James, it was nice because you do work together on emergency calls where it maybe isn't this, it may have a feel-good ending, it may not sometimes, but there's a lot more pressure in those situations. It's probably nice to be able to connect in a way that there wasn't this urgency, it wasn't this type of situation that needed a culmination very quickly. You could come, and again, you could work on it, even though it was a compressed timeline, and it had a great outcome, and I'm sure that added some enjoyment and celebration to the time, because it wasn't like you usually interact with each other.
Sure. It built the relationship between the two departments even stronger. Now, when I need something or when Jim needs something, he knows who to call, and we'll make it happen immediately just because we know how good we can be together. And, you know, that collaboration just makes it, that's what makes Marion County a great place to work and to live, because you have that neighborly feel.
I think people forget how well our departments work with each other, and we're all here for the same purposes, to serve our community, and that's the right attitude, and that's what Marion County has for its community, the right attitude.
So the calendar started in January 2023. Mark, where can listeners get a copy of the calendar?
So that's going to be at petsofmarioncounty.org, or you can go to marionfl.org, the main website, and you'll see it under the highlights section there. All proceeds of the calendar do go to Marion County Animal Services, and I believe at least a portion of that will go to help fund some more animal masks for first responders to use when they go to emergency calls, and there's a pet, cat, dog, whatever, who may need some oxygen as well.
And they're $15, correct?
Yes, $15.
Okay. And all, as you said, all those funds go back to either Marion County Fire Rescue, Marion County Animal Services, but it all stays to benefit either the animals at Animal Services or the animals that are encountered on a fire or rescue call.
Right.
Okay. So James and Jim, while I've got you here, let's find out what's new with your department. James, what's new with MCFR? I know at the Marion County Board of County Commission meeting on December 20th, they were very happy to announce that the ISO rating of 2 was recently announced for Marion County. You want to talk a little bit about that and what that means?
Sure. The Insurance Services Office does a property protection class for every fire rescue department throughout the nation. Years ago, Marion County was a 10-10-Y when they first started as a loose coalition of volunteer stations. Now to what we have is a professional fire rescue department. Our most recent survey was a 3-3-Y. And what that means is those people who live within 5 miles of a fire rescue station could get a break on their homeowners insurance. Well, this pouring all of the work and effort from our fire marshal, Ken McCann, to Chief Banna, to our operations chief, Chief Graff, all the way through the organization, we were able to raise that property protection class rating to a 2-2Y, which will then lower homeowners insurance rates even further. So it's a big win. It places us in the top 5% of fire rescue departments across the nation. And we will be working to the 1-1Y property class. However, it's going to be difficult with such a rural county that we have.
And I know that's a sentiment that Commissioner Gold echoed, with not only is it a rural county, but the county of our size. If to get a 2 is incredibly impressive. And another way that MCFR is benefiting its residents just simply by being really, really good at what y'all do.
Yes. The firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs of Marion County Fire Rescue are here to serve, and they take great pride in their work. And this is a testament to have them, you know, a 2-2Y rating is a testament to their professionalism and dedication, not only to the citizens, but to our department as well.
And I know it's going to be getting cold soon, if it's not already cold as it is. Are there any considerations that listeners should take into account as the temperatures drop and we get into December, January, February?
Be very careful using heaters inside your house. Space heaters, don't overload electrical circuits. Propane heaters, make sure it's, you know, ventilated properly. Never use a generator inside your house or garage.
And those seem like easy things, but we don't often get into the 20s in Marion County. And so it's maybe a while before you have to bust out the old heater. Maybe make sure it's clean as well. There's no dust or debris on there or anything. That's just going to make it a little bit safer when you use it.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jim, what about animal services? What's new at animal services?
So we always got a new furry friends for everybody to come check out, right? We will have a big announcement next month. We have created a community cat coalition with some private rescue partners here in our community, and you'll hear a big announcement about it next month. And it's just one of the next steps of our evolution at Animal Services and continuing to serve our community. Other than that, and that's still just kind of finalizing that product to be released. Obviously, we always are looking for people who are interested in making a connection with a pet, whether it's a permanent adoption or they're interested in fostering for the weekend, or they just want to come and volunteer. So we're always open to anybody that wants to help. Our doors are always open for those folks. And we wish everyone to have a safe and merry holidays, and don't forget your pet. And in this cold weather, that is something that needs to be remembered. A lot of people forget. Our pets here in Marion County are not used to these kinds of weather conditions, and we need to make preparations for them, including our livestock as well.
Well, okay. Well, I really appreciate the three of y'all taking time to stop by and chat. I hope each one of you have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
And you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So that was James Lucas, the Public Information Officer for Marion County Fire Rescue, Jim Sweet, the Director of Animal Services for Marion County, and Mark Anderson, a Public Relations Specialist for the county. Approximately 40 local groups and organizations participate in Marion County's Adopt-A-Road program, accounting for the cleanup of nearly 80 miles of county-maintained roadway. Also at the December 20th BCC meeting, the board specifically recognized the Ocala Parrothead Club, which has been an active Adopt-A-Road organization since 2010. The Ocala Parrothead Club is an official chapter of Parrotheads in Paradise, which are nonprofit organizations whose purpose it is to assist in community and environmental concerns and to provide a variety of social activities for people who are interested in the music of Jimmy Buffett and the tropical lifestyle he personifies. The Marion Minute thanks the Ocala Parrothead Club for their consistent participation in the Adopt-A-Road program and for keeping the two-mile stretch of Southwest 60th Avenue near the U.S. Post Office clean with their quarterly litter cleanup events. To become an Adopt-A-Road organization, please call Marion County Solid Waste at 352-671-8465. Lastly, we encourage all Marion County residents to step it up, pick it up, and don't litter. And don't forget, you too can take your own anti-litter pledge at www.marionfl.org/nohorsinaround. That's NOHORSINAROUND. You've heard Bill Gladson, the state attorney for Florida's 5th Judicial Circuit, talk about the next program when he was a guest on a previous episode of the Marion Minute. The Citizens Prosecutor Academy is a 6-week program taking a deep dive into the criminal justice system. Participants hear from a variety of entities, including Bill himself, law enforcement partners, judges, and assistant state attorneys. The course revolves around different types of cases and how they move through the judicial system, as well as how agencies partner together to keep the community safe. The next session of Citizens Prosecutor Academy is about to get underway, beginning February 1st, 2023. Meetings will be held every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bellevue Police Department. If you'd like more information or to apply for the program, you can visit www.sao5.org. That's www.sao5.org. Well, that'll just about do it for this episode of the Marion Minute Podcast. On behalf of Marion County, we hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have any questions or would like any additional information, you can always email publicrelations@marionfl.org. We also hope you have a great rest of your day in beautiful Marion County or wherever you're listening from. Until next time, so long, everybody.